Hi, everybody. It's Wednesday, I guess, 25th of March. And I'm a little late making this, but then I've been pretty busy this week, too. I thought we were going to have another blizzard yesterday, but it snowed real hard and blinding up for about 45 minutes, I guess, or hour and 20 minutes. And then it quit, and it sort of cleared off. But the wind sure is whipping today, and the snow's really drifting. We still have snow on the ground from last week's little spring snowstorm. At least electricity didn't go off, and I'm in pretty good shape if it does, because I do have a fireplace and plenty of wood. But we're all doing fine. Bob got to go to play coup last Wednesday, I guess, and stayed until Saturday. And I haven't heard any thing from him. Well, I didn't get email yesterday, and I don't really expect any until the end of this week, because or maybe today I might get some, but I'm sure I won't get the mail from him from Play Coup for another 4 or 5 days. Seems like their mail doesn't come in but about every 8 to 9 days, so I don't really expect anything. I really pulled a good one when I listened to your tape. The button is stuck on the record thing, so it erased about 20 feet of your tape. So what you said on the first part of your tape, I don't know. And I did that last week to Bob, so I really got to start, you know, watching this stupid button and making sure it doesn't stick. And you didn't mention anything about Sonny's test, the results of them, or maybe he hasn't gotten them yet. I don't know, but I'd like to know. So as soon as he gets them or knows anything, do let me go. And I was talking to a girl yesterday that had just gotten back from Hawaii last Thursday for her R&R, and she said, don't worry about dresses and stuff. She said all they wear is shorts, slacks, and muumuus. So I think I'm going to go down to Singer's. They're supposed to have some pretty good material down there, and I guess Ward's carry the muumuu patterns, and I'll just get a couple of, you know, have a couple of muumuus made and let it go at that. So don't worry about making clothes or anything. In fact, after talking to her, I'm not even going to bother getting a new swimsuit. I'm just going to take the one that I've got, and it'll do. And it's really not in that bad a condition because I haven't used it that much. But so I'm not going to sweat it. She said it was really unbelievable. Said she had a marvelous time, and said she said that it probably cost them between $800 and $900 with the plane fare and whatnot, so we figured just about right. She said they didn't go completely all first class, but she said they still had a lot of fun. She said they have them fixed up with 3 free tours they can take over there, one of them which is a complete bus tour around the island. She said they rented a car for one day and went around the island themselves and did a few things. And she said really, they just really had a good time. And I'm sure that we will too, so I'm really looking forward to it. They came and picked up the car this morning, the Rambler. I was having some trouble with it, and what it was just scraping noise in the steering wheel, and I thought maybe just need some grease or something, and I stopped up at the service station, and the kid up there said, oh, no, ma'am, it's down in here and this and that and the other. And I said, well, how much it costs to get it fixed? And he said, well, between $45 and $50. Or, no, 50, right around $55 is what he said, between $55 and $60. And I said, well, I'll have to think about that. And I said, what'll happen if I don't get it fixed? And he said, well, wheels will all be locked up on you when you go to turn. So I said, well, I'll think about it. So I came on home, and I got thinking about it, and I thought, well, maybe he's right. I don't know, but I'm not going to take just his opinion for it. So I called the Rambler place and set up an appointment for 11 o'clock yesterday, and I took it down there, and I was late, and they weren't too happy about it, but I wasn't going to give them an inch of ground anyway. And so he put it up on the rack, and it's got a couple of tie rods that are loose, or not loose, but are weak, so they're going to replace those. And so I asked him, I said, well, now, is that going to take care of that scraping noise in that wheel or anything? He said, no. He said, as far as your steering wheel is concerned, it's just a screw that's hitting the horn rim, and we can fix that, too. And I thought to myself, those BA, you know, watts up at that service station would have got its $50-something out of me for doing nothing but turning a damn screw. So the signal light doesn't flip back on right, so they're going to fix that too. But he said with the tie rods and that and stuff, it'd be between $35 and $40. And I don't really mind having those tie rods replaced because the car is old, and if they're weak and you can't afford to lose one, you're going to have yourself a good accident. But I said, it's got me so damn cautious now, I don't know who to trust, but it said at least I had sense enough to get two opinions on the damn thing anyway. But Braddock's used to use Ram Replace down here, and we have had some work done down there, and Bob sort of trusted them too, so I guess they know what to talk about. Anyway, I told them I didn't have anybody to drop me off down there, so why didn't they just come out and pick up the car? So that's what they did this morning. I had to laugh because the damn thing's so contrary, it won't drive hardly for anybody but me. But he finally did get it out of the garage and get it down the street, but I laughed till I heard he should get it back to him tomorrow, I guess. But anyway, I called one of the girls to ride to bowling with today because the Fury doesn't have snow tires on it and the streets are covered, so she's going to drop by and pick me up about 12, and we'll go on and bowl. We've got three more weeks left, I guess. We do have to bowl 15th of April or the middle week of April to make up for a game. So I hope I can do better this week. And I got to leave the kids here. Sandy's still in school today, but Kathy and Karen and David are out now until the 1st of April, which really breaks my heart. But I had David's conference yesterday morning at 8 o'clock with his teacher, and she said he's come along fine, so that's good. He does real good in math, and I looked at his English workbook, and I could tell exactly the mood he was in on the days that he took them, because one, he'd have either a F or 100. He had damn few of them in between. So, no, he didn't have too many F's in there, but he's capable of doing the work, and he's got a pretty good attitude, I think, this year about school, which I'm delighted about. And Kathy and Karen's conferences are this afternoon. The first one's at 3, so I'm really going to be cutting corners to get back from bowling in time, because we don't start until 12:45, and a good 2 hours, so I might be a little bit late for that, but I'm not going to worry about it too much if I am. I've got to get out to the library sometime this week and return the books. Well, actually, they're not due till the 1st, but I like to get them back. I've been doing quite a bit of reading. I don't really know what I've been reading because I have read so much, but at least I've done it. Sandy went down and picked her up some material down at Singer's the other day, and she's got just a little bit left. Well, she's got to put the neck and the arm facings in on the dress and hem it. She said she took the zipper out 3 times and still didn't have any luck with it. So she finally put it back in the 3rd time and just left it as is. I haven't looked at it, but it's big flowery stuff, so I don't think it'd make too much difference whether she got it in right or not, and I sure as shit can't help her with it, because I'm not the world's greatest sewing a straight seam either. Looks like tape's just about out on this side, so I'll go ahead and turn it over.